Hello, thank you for calling customer support. You're speaking with Marquez. How may I help you?
Yes, I was getting has got sent an email from Samsung, and it was like a survey, and then you pay for the if you win a prize, and then you pay for the shipping and handling. And I was just calling to make sure this is what this is. Y'all are connected to this with the Samsung.
Okay, and you're referring to the sweepstake?
Yes.
Okay, well, that is a reliable source of advertisement, and for that contest entry, I would just recommend going over the terms and conditions. It is for a chance to win. And also, you wouldn't know if you're the chosen winner until after the entry is placed and you receive a tracking number through your email. And once again, that's if you're the chosen winner. And there is also a subscription included within the terms I would recommend going over.
Okay. Well, they gave me a code in the email, and when I got through with the survey, I can look back through my emails, but I'm not sure if I received a confirm. I think it gave a confirmation when I got through with the survey, but I didn't receive a separate one because it must have went through because. I also received an email from a wellness place that I won with through the sweepstakes too. Now I do have that email.
Okay.
I don't know. But I didn't receive an email just with a plain confirmation. At the end of the survey, when I did it, it did give a confirmation after that I paid the fee. Because they, whatever prize you select, all you had to pay was the shipping and handling. Now, that's what it told me.
Okay. So, you did finalize that entry.
Because I used the card, you had to pay with your MasterCard.
I can search for an order. One moment.
Because whatever it is, it went through my card, and the amount of $7.95 for the shipping.
One moment.
Okay.
Okay, is your name Sandy Jenkins?
Yes. Excuse me, how you pull up my name?
Well, ma'am, with our system, I just searched for an order with the phone number you called from and the phone number that match with a existing order we have in our system is Sandy Jenkins. But just for security purposes, could you verify your billing address?
606 Clinton Boulevard, Clinton, Mississippi, 39056.
All right. Okay, do you mind if I put you on a brief hold while I take a look at this, ma'am?
Sure.
All right. Okay, sorry for the hold, ma'am. So I see, with this sweepstake, I'm sorry, with this promotion you came across for this tablet, you were only charged shipping.
Right.
Okay, one moment.
It say you didn't have to, all you had to do was pay the shipping on it. The cost of it, you didn't have to, that was your prize.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. So, I see that you were charged shipping for this tablet. Okay, and I see the order did go through.
Okay.
And this was on, let's see, March the 4th.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, do you mind if I put you on one last brief hold?
Sure.
All right. It should take less than a minute, ma'am. Okay, sorry for that hold, ma'am. So, this tablet here was only for a chance to win, but it was also linked with a subscription, a 30-day free trial for this subscription. Smart Health Planner. Ma'am, I was saying this tablet was for a chance to win. And there was the subscription that I notified you about earlier, was this subscription for a meal planner app. It's called Smart Health Planner. It's a meal planner app where it would give you a set meal plan for the keto diet, cutting sugars and carbs out your daily intake.
Okay. So the $7.95 was for that and not for the tablet.
Let's see. Yes, ma'am. Well, the tablet was, you were charged shipping for the tablet, and that's if you were the chosen winner, but there was no charge for the subscription yet.
Oh, there's no charge for the subscription to the wellness site, but I clicked on for the, they said one of the prizes after I got through the survey was their tablet, and I was thinking I was paying the shipping and handling for that.
Okay, ma'am, I couldn't hear that last part that well. If you could just repeat that.
I'm sorry. Did I win the tablet? Or I selected it. They told me it was a list of things I could have chose from.
Okay. Well, ma'am, you wouldn't know if you won the tablet unless you receive the tracking number through your email. The email that you had here, JenkinsSandy63276@gmail.com.
So what's the $7.95 for?
That would be for shipping. But there wouldn't be tracking, there wouldn't be a tracking label created unless you're the chosen winner. But all contestants are charged shipping.
For what?
Well, that's the entry fee.
And to what?
The contest entry fee is for shipping. It's the shipping.
It didn't say nothing like that. It just said if you take part in a survey, at the end of the survey, you get to select whatever item or whatever. So I guess it was saying I did. But it didn't say anything about $7.95 for an entry fee for nothing. Because I wanted to click on it to do that if it was going to charge me $7.95 just to enter it. That doesn't sound
right to me. That entry fee would cover shipping. That's if you're the chosen winner.
So I must have been chosen if I paid for the fee.
Well, once again, you wouldn't know for sure if you're the chosen winner until after the entry is placed and you would receive the tracking number through email. And only one contestant would receive the tracking number because it is a contest entry.
Well, can I tell
you, ma'am?
That was not what I read. And I went back to look. I could pull that email up. I will be calling you back because at the end of it, I'm going to see what it says for sure. Because emailed me again.
Well, ma'am, I would just recommend going over the terms and conditions.
You don't even have to do that because I'm going to call the card that I placed it on that this is something fraudulent. Because it sounds fraudulent to me all the way around. Because it didn't say anything about paying an entry fee to be for. It said you were chosen to participate in this survey. It didn't say anything else about not paying a $7.95 or anything because they actually had different fees for shipping and handling on different items that the prizes that they're shown. So I'm going to look into my email. If you will hold on, I'm getting ready to look into my email and make sure that.
Well, ma'am, if it's an issue, I can just cancel the entry.
Well, just cancel it and return that money back onto my card, and I need a confirmation of you doing that.
Well, you will receive a cancellation email within 24 hours.
Okay, and I will be calling the card I used to make sure that money was replaced back onto that card, too.
Well, it would take within 3 to 5 business days.
That's fine.
All right. One moment. Okay, and would you like your cancellation number?
Yes.
Okay, it's
Because I'm looking at the email right now and it doesn't say that. But what's the number? And I will be checking my card too.
Okay.
What is it?
It's C as in Charlie.
Okay.
259.
Okay.
170.
170?
Yes, ma'am.
489. 489.
Yes, ma'am.
That's C is a Charlie 259-170-489.
Yes, ma'am. And once again, you will receive a cancellation email within 24 hours, and the refund will process within 3 to 5 business days. Now, is there anything else I can do for you?
That's it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a nice night.